Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Kim Blackwell's parents gave her a firm spiritual foundation, and her entrepreneurial spirit and desire to help others came from her grandparents, who owned two dry cleaners and a variety store in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kim was an active, independent, healthy Christian woman who was doing what she loved, running an art business, working with a travel company. At 51 years old, she suffered a massive stroke that would change her life forever. From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery, is the story of her miraculous walk toward revival and her faith and trust in God, knowing he would see her through. Kim aims to help others with her journey, talking about her many challenges, this way assisting others with the process of recovering their lives as well. Kim Blackwell, author of the inspirational From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery, is our guest on This Week in America. Kim, it is a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program.
And thank you.
You do such an excellent job in this book in telling your story and motivating, inspiring others. What actually inspired you to start writing and this particular book?
Oh, it was actually the stroke itself. I was not interested. I was not considering writing it at all. But when I also had a cable television show that I was going to come back and do a show on stroke. But my brother suggested I write a book that I could reach more people and be able to share my story and help and provide other helpful information.
Well, and you're doing that. By the way, Kim's book is available at our website, which is very simply kimblackwell.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on. The book's available at other outlets. We'll mention those at the end of the program as well. So you, a first-time writer doing this job, is such a wonderful job. What advice would you give to people out there, to other new writers? A lot of people have stories they want to tell. They think they can help others, but they're just held back out of that fear of the unknown, what they're going to go through in writing a book. What advice would you give to first-time writers?
My advice really is to know why you want to write a book. That's most important. If you want to write a book for family and friends, and everyone has a story to tell, and do that. But I wanted to write something more broader and helpful. And when you decide to do that, to go broader, that means that, you know, it takes a lot more investment. And, you know, you don't know what you're doing in the beginning, and you have to learn the book business. So I would say, just if you know why you want to write, and just be aware of those things that come with the challenges that will come with that.
What about the challenges of actually being yourself and, in your case, telling the story? Because you really have to open up. What was that process like for you to be able to share your story?
The challenge for me was I was not writing an autobiography. So, therefore, I had to come up with something that I can tell my reader about myself, but not have to give all this thing in detail from high school to where I am
exactly
today. So
yes,
that's why I chose to do the chapter on the important events in my life, because I found it very difficult when I was writing. You want to keep going and going and going. So
exactly,
that part was the challenge for me.
So writing is one process. Editing is another process as well, to be that filter to make sure you don't get carried away going in one direction or another. With us on the program
right
is Kim Blackwell. She's the author of From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery. Her website is kimblackwell.com. What did your family, friends think about you writing the book? What were their reactions when you initially told everybody in the family you were going to write the book?
Their reaction was, one of my sister's reaction was, how do you go from being in art business into writing? And then they were also happy that, since I was so busy before my stroke, they were happy that I found something that I was doing to occupy my time. And when I published it, they were all very proud of me and enjoyed it. It was a very good book and enjoyed the read.
If people go to kimblackwell.com, get information on the book, you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you'll get some information there on the book. What can you tell us a little bit about what's in the book that we're not going to find on the internet, or we're not going to find on, Amazon, your website, that type of thing? What are some of the other facets that you bring up, you discuss in your book?
One thing that is very important was the conclusion is I talk about how a successful recovery starts with you. And that is very important because you have to have the will and desire and courage to want to get better. And I felt also your attitude is very important. You always have to have the attitude of gratefulness. And then third, you must be motivated to do what you're told to do. It's very hard, but I just wanted to get better. So whatever they told me to do, I did it. And also, you have to accept your life as it is now. You can't do the things that you used to do, and you have to accept that. But most importantly, Rick, you can't do this thing alone. You have to believe and trust in God and stay in His Word daily to keep you uplifted.
That's such an important part of your book, From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery by Kim Blackwell, our guest on the program. The book represents, and the word recovery represents, not only getting back the physical body, that's sort of the obvious, that you have to work through that, try to get something back to what's going to be a normal life for you, to get your life back. But you talk about some practical aspects as well. Will you talk a little bit about that? Income, health insurance, transportation. There are some real world issues, day-to-day issues you have to deal with as well, isn't there?
Yes. When I got back to California after doing recovery, I had lost my independence. So I couldn't work, I couldn't drive, and from being an independent woman is a big transition. But I was determined to get back my life. So I call it managing my life. I had to find the things, you have to research everything. That's why I'm so glad one of the scriptures I kept my sound mind, because you're trying to dig these things up and figure out what you're supposed to do. And I've worked all my life, so I didn't really know what to do next. So I wanted to provide the information. So no one in effort. That's the only place that I really got discouraged. When one thing ran out and I didn't know where to go to get the next opportunity to get these things fulfilled, health insurance, transportation, and income. So that was, so I wanted to share all of that in my book. So no one, if they can pick up the book and read exactly what you need to do, where to go. And I've had people experiences with that. People who said, I just went to your book and picked that up. I got the information. That's all I wanted to do too, to tell my story and share information that would help others.
Well, in the book is, I keep saying it's inspirational, it's motivational, but it's a lot of practical information that you need. It's a great resource instead of probably what Kim had to go through was trying to find the answers to all of these questions like financial issues, transportation issues. She lays those out very well for you in the book, From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery. What do you hope is the key theme of the book, a takeaway for the reader? What do you hope is the main message they take away?
The main message I hope that they take away that they I hope the book encourages them that if you, whatever the situation, it's not just stroke, if you have faith and you trust God and you do your part, work hard, you will recover. You can recover. And the information that I provide, the process to show you how to go through that.
You relied so much on faith to get you through this. How difficult was that? Were there moments when you doubted your faith, when you wondered how you ended up in this situation? How difficult, I guess I'm asking, how difficult is it to maintain that faith? And that really is what got you through.
Yes. In the beginning, it was very difficult because when I had the stroke, I thought I was pretty healthy. So I was very shocked. I was shocked. So what do you do after being shocked? And I don't know, you know, I didn't know anything else to do but to turn to God and see. But I was afraid. There was fear. And that's why I stood on the scripture. God had not given us, 2 Timothy 1:7, God had not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love of a sound mind. I never said I was afraid. I never said it out loud, Rick. I just confessed the scriptures. But I was afraid. And then I stayed in the Word, and then I did my part. I worked hard. I was committed to, you know, I had the will and motivation to get better. And at every level. So when I got back to California, it was a different level of faith that was needed because you lost your independence. So now you have to work hard to get this back. What do you do now? So there was another scripture that I confessed, which was Philippians 3:13-14, which states, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, because I haven't achieved anything yet, right? But I'm working toward. But I forget those things which are behind, and I press forward toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I pressed through the next year when I had a seizure on the exact same day, and I pressed through the 2 years it took me to obtain the assistance and that I needed to make me whole again. So each level of faith, at the end of everything, my faith never wavered.
When you decided to write the book, let's go back to some of the challenges there, because you're dealing with so much during this whole process. How difficult was it to, for example, to focus on the book and make that a primary objective to share your message?
Well, I was writing the whole time. After I got back, I wanted to write my story. I wanted to begin writing right away once my brother suggested I should write a book so that I would not forget what the things that happened. So I began writing right away. But I kept my focus on that. I committed hours a day to write. And then I got to a point, I had it all written, but then I was like, okay, what are you going to do now? When are you going to really get it to the point where you think you're ready to publish it? So I have to tell you, I was sitting at my desk writing, and I was reading everything, and I finally felt finished. When I stood up, I said, this is finished. And my goal was to, like I said, tell my story and to help people through the process with information and resources. So I knew when I was finished, and that was such a rewarding feeling. And that's the best part about the whole thing, the highlight of it all, when I finished the book, when I said, this is finished. And then when I turned the book over to my manuscript, over to my girlfriend who worked the foreword, and after she read it, the manuscript, I asked her, had I achieved my goal? And she said, yes. Then I felt satisfied, and then I submitted to the publishing company.
Well done. And the result of that is Kim's book, From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery, book available at Kim's website, kimblackwell.com. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. We'll recap those before the end of the program. Coming with this, especially now in the era of social media, is everybody's a literary critic. Everybody's wants to do book criticism out there. How do you handle that? And I, the book is so well done, and everything I've read has been praised, but when somebody says something, how do you handle the critique, especially if it's not a very positive one?
Yes, I've had experience with that. First of all, I always try to take the positive and then talk about how many people do and enjoy the book. But I'm open. You have to say open, and I'm open for criticism, and I take what they say, and if I think it's relevant, and it can use improvement. But I had a professional reviewer start off with my book and saying, Kim Blackwell has written a positive and passionate book. By the time he finished with me, he was like, she needs to rewrite it, so forth, and so on and so forth. So, so I was like, okay, I'll take that positive part there, and then... Yep. I'll listen to what my readers say about it.
Well, and as I say, all the reviews have been so positive, and you were touching so many people. What has been sort of the highlight of writing this book, of getting the book out there in the public hands? What makes you most proud of what you've done?
When someone comes up to me, and this is really the rewarding, when they come up to me and say, my mother's had a stroke, or my friend has had a stroke last week, my daughter has had a stroke, and Kim, you know, your book really helped me, or can you talk to them? That's the main thing. They're starting to ask me to talk to their family members and the people, and so I can encourage people. So that is the most rewarding thing at the time. I'm doing some guest speaking, and people are inviting me places. So that's the most rewarding thing, when they come up and say, I have someone who has had a stroke. They did not recover, or I'm looking at this book, and I will take it and give it to them, you know, so that's where the joy is for me right now, the reward.
How long has this process taken you from the time your brother said, hey, I've got this idea, to the point where, you know, the book was actually ready for the publisher? How long a period was that?
8 years, very long time, 8 years, because things kept happening. I was saying to God, I said, okay, are we finished now after the seizure? Then it was also, is there anything else going to happen? So things kept happening, and I did not want to leave anything out for my reader. I wanted to be able to help them completely. So I just waited and made sure I had felt that I was complete.
You have done such a good job with this, and your story is continuing. Will you write another book, do you think?
Yes, I will. I'm working on that at this time. I do have that in mind. It will probably be my walk with God continues, because my life is the faith walk, Rick. So that never ends. I walk by faith every day, and we all do. So my walk with God will be continuing in various subjects and things of that nature.
The title of the book is From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery. Kim Blackwell, our guest on the program. A couple of minutes left in the program. This book is more than just people who have recovered from strokes, isn't it? It's basically severe illness where you've had a catastrophic an accident, for example, of some kind, if you're a caregiver. It's really anybody who's trying to get back into life and overcome something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's why I wanted to make that really clear, too, because it's for anyone. Because I found out when people are out of work, the same process you need to go to get your life back is the same. So that's why I wanted to be a broader scope than that. It's just not about just stroke recovery.
How are you doing now? How's Kim Blackwell today? It sounds like you're doing well. You've got a lot of projects. You were a very, very active person up to the point of October 8th of 2008. How are you doing today? It sounds like things are going well for you.
I'm doing great. My health is good, and that's most important.
Yes.
My transportation, I have that in place, and that's what keeps me going. I'm so grateful for that. So my life is doing very well, and this book is keeping me busy. I'm trying to promote it and market that, so I'm doing good. I'm very excited about life. I'm learning and growing in the book industry and in other areas of life also.
Where is the book? Where all is it available? I mentioned several of the places. I understand you've got an audiobook version of this as well.
Yes, and that's on audible.com and xlibris.com, yes.
And you can link onto all
I wanted to cover all platforms, you know. So,
well, you have, because the book's available in a number of formats. Some people like to have the book and turn the pages. Other people want to flip through a computer. You've got all of those formats available. Kim's website is kimblackwell.com. The book is available at all the usual places, as we just mentioned. The name of the book is From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery. You can link on directly to Kim's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Kim, this has been a pleasure having you on the program.
Oh,
you're such an inspiration. Thank you for sharing your message.
Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure, and we will stay in touch. And the new book comes out, we'll have to talk about that as well. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
And thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you. Happy holidays. And again, Kim Blackwell, From Stroke to Recovery, My Walk with God, A Guide to Recovery. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.